Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From the Standard in London, I'm the Evening Standard's chief theatre critic, Nick Curtis. This is a cut-down special taken from our theatre podcast. To hear more from the Standard Theatre podcast, hit the link in the notes of this episode.
It's Plaza Suite at the Savoy. This is the show that we've been waiting for quite a while, and probably the biggest opening of 2024 so far, with two very slebby stars in it. And I imagine there were a number of slebby guests at press night. But I'm also delighted to welcome down the line from her sickbed, Nancy, who is calling in from Zoom. Nancy, can you hear us?
I can hear you, yes.
Heroic stuff.
Yeah, indeed. Nancy, can I go to you first? You were there at Plaza Suite. What was it like?
Well, you know, I've never experienced this. It was a bit like... Do you remember that programme, that drama of when Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton did Private Lives together? And I think it was Dominic West and Helena Bonham Carter. And there was a bit that I really remembered where whenever Helena Bonham Carter as Liz Taylor, whenever Liz Taylor came out, having not spoken a word in Private Lives, the entire audience like stood up and whooped. And it was like, I've never seen that before. And it happened. It was so weird. Like when they first came out, they got this great big round of applause simply for turning up.
It's a very Broadway thing that. Yeah. I remember going to see Jessica Chastain in the Heiress on Broadway, and everybody got, as they say in Panto, a warm hand on their entrance. And this feels very much like a Broadway transplant. Planted to London, doesn't it, wouldn't you say?
But it isn't
it really,
the first
really
time.
Does.
I remember Martin Freeman, it became a bit of an issue because he was doing Richard III. Do you remember? And it was around the time of Sherlock at its very height. And there were all these articles about him furiously sounding off because every time he walked on the stage, Sherlock fans would leap to their feet and applaud.
Right.
It's incredibly weird, actually. But it does sort of suit this play or this production, I think, because it's incredibly New York. Like there's, you know, it's about New York. It's set in a Manhattan hotel suite. It's about very New York people. It sort of works. It's in its own weird little expensive bubble.
Yeah. There was a time when Neil Simon was the sort of house playwright for New York, wasn't he? You know, he was the sort of Broadway darling, which is not the case anymore, and you can see why. We all know why we're here for this one.
Yeah.
And it is Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick, husband and wife, playing three sets of couples in the same hotel suite over the course of a year. They're from different backgrounds. Mm. They're all there for different reasons. It's partly the pull of them, seeing them as a couple, but it's mainly her, isn't it? You know, she is making her West End debut, her London theatre debut. Broderick was here a couple of years ago in a fairly ropey play called The Starry Messenger.
Kenneth Lonergan, right?
That's right, yes. And part of the fascination is seeing the two of them play off one another and the ease with which they play off one another, the chemistry that they have together. But it's really her. And I don't know about you, Nancy, but I just did spend most of the sort of running time just looking at her going, oh my God, it's actually her.
She is the better actor, I think, or at least certainly in this play, she's given the opportunity to show that. Like, she's got a depth and a breadth either he doesn't have or he's certainly not able to display in this show. I'm really glad to have seen her on stage, actually, because I wasn't a fan of Sex and the City and I would not have known that she had that sort of range and subtlety. She kind of really lets you glimpse the sort of depths of... It's about, I mean, you know, one of the things it explores, this play by the much-married Neil Simon, I think he had 5 marriages, is that what happens in a long-term relationship if you're not vigilant. And she allows you to glimpse the sort of depths of sadness or regret in the women that she's portraying. and her characters feel quite different in a way that his don't so much, I think.
Yeah. She's an extraordinary physical comedian in this, isn't she? I mean, very, very precise body language, very funny. I mean, almost sort of commedia dell'arte stuff. His performance I quite enjoyed, but they weirdly sort of recall sort of black and white cinematic comedy for me somehow. You know, there's something very old-fashioned.
He's quite, not stiff exactly, but sort of solid.
Mannered.
Yeah, mannered maybe. But there is one moment which I found absolutely hilarious, a physical comedy that he did, which he did so sort of slowly and dually that it was just so funny when his second character, his slidey fancy shoes just like sliding around on the carpet in the room and he can't stop it. And he's on his own and there's no one else to respond to and he's just failing to get up. And it was so funny. It was so funny. He does have that, but he's not given that much opportunity.
No, I mean, I suppose his opportunity for comedy comes in the third one where he is, we should say, in the first act, they're a married couple who are possibly celebrating their 23rd or 24th wedding anniversary, although the actual date and the actual year and the actual age that Sarah Jessica Parker's character is are all sort of up for debate. This long marriage is unravelling. And that's really, it's the slowest, it's the longest, and it's the most sort of solemn of the three, although it is still a comedy. The second one is much broader, where they play childhood sweethearts meeting up again after he's become a successful film producer. She's stayed in the sort of no horse town that they grew up in and married a local schlub and had three kids. And in the third,
no horse town being New Jersey.
Yes, exactly. Yes, and they are in the third one. They are a couple from Queens whose daughter has locked herself in the bathroom on the eve of her marriage, on the moment of her marriage, and refuses to come out. And that's where he gets his biggest moments for comedy, because he's just this guy who's obsessed with the amount this wedding is costing him. A sort of middle-aged, fairly portly man trying to climb out the window and get through and through the bathroom window to talk to his daughter.
Right, we'll go to a break. If you want to hear more from the Standard Theatre podcast, hit the link in the show notes.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's also a thing about, you know, the two of them as a couple, you know, as this sort of well-known but very private couple. They're incredibly public, but they're also, you know, hardly anything about their relationship. They've kept it very, very carefully.
Well, I was going to ask, does the chemistry come across on stage?
I think there's a real... Yes. Yeah.
It's just very, very easy, isn't it? The chemistry is very easy, as you would expect from a couple who've been married for nearly 30 years. It works so well with this dynamic. Two of the couples, as you said, Nick, are like that. They're in a similar situation. And, you know, the other knew each other when they were very young, so they have that familiarity. It's immediately apparent. It works incredibly well. And as you say, it's that combined with all the other bits that creates this sort of alchemical reaction and it sort of puts the froth on this confection.
Yeah. It's also, I mean, it's silly to sort of praise someone as brave for putting on a costume, but for somebody who's best known as a sort of fashion whippet, Sarah Jessica Parker, in this she wears some outrageously unflattering stuff, doesn't she?
that hat,
a twin set and some fairly substantial hip padding in the first one. You know, it's as far removed from the glamour of Sex and the City as you can get. In the third one, she looks a bit like Grayson Perry going going to a wedding. Broderick looks a bit like one of Barry Humphrey's more sort of outrageous creations. I don't know. I mean, I really enjoy it. I just think these sort of things add to the sort of texture and weft of, and excitement of the London theatre world. And so it's sort of irrelevant to complain about how much. I mean, somebody I know got a ticket for about £35 to see it, which seems, you know, not a bad deal.
Oh, well,
not a
bad deal. So, yeah. That sounds all right.
Yeah, so, you know, yes.
I think you're totally right. I think we have a tendency, I've said this before, but I think we have a tendency to romanticise the way that people who work in or make theatre ought to feel about access to it. Like, this is commercial theatre. Like, it's a product. I realise it's written and made by artists, but it's a product and they're selling it and they can sell it for however much money they want to. But it is part of an ecosystem. Again, I think I always wang on about is that if you are making a great deal of money in theatre and charging a lot, then if you want to safeguard the pipeline of amazing work you can then charge a load of money for, then maybe invest in the early stages of it as well. You know, if you're, that's a good business plan.
Yeah.
Talk about what bliss it was in this dawn to be alive. I mean, to have been in the Savoy twice, Savoy Theatre, one of the most beautiful theatres in London. I believe the first one to be lit by electric light. To be in that theatre twice over the course of 3 months and to have seen Nicole Scherzinger in Sunset Boulevard and now Sarah Jessica Parker in Plaza Suite. I mean, what an amazing time it is in London theatre at the moment that, you know, celebs are coming, not just doing sort of stately old-fashioned vehicles, which is what this is, but, you know, you've got Matt Smith coming in doing An Enemy of the People for Thomas Ostermeyer. Yeah. You've got all sorts of people coming back to the London stage in a way that they simply did not, you know, 20 or 30 years ago.
What an amazing theatre, you know, artistic fabric we have in this city. I mean, it's just, it never ceases to amaze and thrill me.
Yeah.
So if you want to go and see Plaza Suite, it is playing until April the 13th, so good luck with that. And we're going to bid Nancy a fond farewell.
Look after yourself, boss.
Thank you, Nick. I hope you feel better. Bye.
That's The Standard. You can hear the full episode or more from The Standard Theatre podcast via the link in the show notes. The podcast will be back on Monday at 4 p.m.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.